What does it mean to be bold? They say that to be bold is to be courageous, taking risks without reservation. But the confidence society tries to grow, it's planted in a bed of self-preservation. The root is fear. So in that, I try to stand up, to stand out, but my vomits of vulnerability were more like acting out. I thought to be real was to be bare. So in an attempt to understand myself, I lay there exposed, inviting society to gawk, judge, and determine my clothes. And they willingly handed me labels and opinions, which I used to cover my wounds. And it felt good in the limelight, but the material was uncomfortable, itchy, and it never even fit quite right in the first place. So when those talkers turned to walkers again, I was left alone, carrying in my hands the weight of their words, opinions without answers, which I didn't know what to do with. I listened to them, and their mantra became my own. I believed what society said about my identity. Fear of man would prove to be a snare, and outfit after outfit I took off and put on until I was an outfitted outsider in my own naked skin. I put the weight of my sin on my feet like shoes, sprayed the compliments of man around my body like cheap perfume. I wrapped a coat of insecurity around my chest. I was trying to keep it together, but I couldn't cover up the smell of my rotting flesh. Death. I couldn't cover it up, and I couldn't hide, and everybody knew it. So I put on a mask labeled pride. And that lasted for a while, until I came here. See, I was tired of trying to be everything society asked of me, successful, accomplished, noteworthy, pretty. I couldn't figure out what to do. I had tried and I failed. Fall revival, freshman year, I knelt at this altar and I cried. But God said, "Who told you that you were naked?" See, man looks at the outward appearance, but I look at the heart. That beating pulse that drives motive, that's where I start. I'm not here to medicate pain or correct behavior. The invitation of love is about relationship through Jesus Christ, my son, your savior. Let me tell you the truth. Status, wealth, achievement, looks, and education are not your identity. You are not your name, your family, past, present, who your friends are, if you even have any. You are not what's been done to you or what you've put others through. I'm calling you out of shame, so take my hand. I am your heavenly father, not your earthly dad. So when you come to me, all of heaven applauds, for you are not called sinner or slave, but a child of God, beloved. You can be bold when you are set free. You are set free when you know your identity, who you are by whose you are. So what does it mean to be bold? To be bold is to be honest, because he knows it all anyway. To be bold is to accept process, embracing new mercies day by day. To be bold is to be obedient to his word and to his voice. To be bold is who you turn to when you've made the wrong choice. See, at this altar, I beheld and became not just a believer, but a receiver of relationship, first from him and then from you. I know who I am because he is the great I am, and by the grace of God, I am what I am, and his grace given to me was not without effect. But I was never the subject. I'm moving to China. But it was all along his mercy, his plan, his power, his hand, his strength, his provision, his word, his vision, his son, his kingdom, his glory, his dominion, his coming, his breath, his life, his death, his heart, his mind, his sovereignty, divinity, sufficiency, capability, unconditionally loving me, and I am floored at his throne. In praise, I unfold. I surrender all. And that is what it means to be bold.
Well, you you join me in a word of prayer? Dear gracious Father, we are so thankful that we can gather here together. Lord, thank you for each person in this place and for the families that they represent. Thank you for our alumni who are strewn throughout the world, Lord. We just ask right now that you would make yourself known amongst us. Thank you for Asbury University. Thank you for Hughes Auditorium and for this altar. Thank you, Lord, for the many lives that have been changed right here. And we ask, Lord, that we would have the eyes to see you and the hearts to accept you. Father, be with us. Thank you for this wonderful time, and thank you for all who are gathered here. Give us your boldness. We love you, and we give this time to you. In your precious name we pray. Amen. My name is Lisa Harper, and it is my privilege to welcome you back to Asbury. We're so glad that you're here. We've been expecting you. And we have been working hard to make this a place where we hope that you will feel welcomed, that you will feel wanted, and that you will be renewed. It is our purpose that in this time of learning about what it means to be bold, that we'll be challenged to think about what does that mean to be bold in our individual lives as Asburyans. What does it mean for Asbury University to be bold, and in our churches and in our communities? Because I believe the Lord is calling us to boldly go where he wants us to go. And it takes our obedience to step out in faith instead of back in fear. So thank you so much to Lydia Underwood, who is one of our newest alums, graduating in May. And thank you for that reminder of what it means to be bold. When I think about boldness, I think about Lydia. She's about to head to China for 2 years to teach over there. And not everything is in place right now, but she's stepping out in faith because that's the seed that the Lord planted in her heart years ago, and she's chosen to follow in that direction. So if you want to know what our students are like today, please speak with Lydia. She'll be around all weekend. So we're really glad you're here. We hope you have a wonderful time, and we hope that you enjoy this time together. This is one of my favorite programs during reunion weekend. There's nothing like singing in Hughes. And there's nothing like our hymn sing. So we hope you enjoy it. We hope you let the words fill your heart, that the joy of the Lord will be our expression, and we hope that you enjoy your time together. Thank you for coming.
I'm Mark Schell, and I'm going to be the one privileged to lead you this evening in the hymn sing a little later in the evening. Now, we all know that if we're going to sing, we have to warm up. And I'm going to ask you to be bold in your singing tonight, okay? And we're going to do one hymn right now to warm you up. And it's a Charles Wesley hymn that many of you know. "And Can It Be That I Should Gain an Interest in My Savior's Blood?" This is not a class hymn of one of our banner year classes this year, although it has been chosen three times. And it did happen to be my class hymn. But we're not talking about that this week. So I want to encourage those of you, especially those of you that can read music and sing parts, to use your hymnal tonight, because we'll be singing a cappella sometimes and singing the different parts. We'll also have the words up on the screens for you. So we're going to start with number 473, "And Can It Be That I Should Gain." We will skip stanza 2, so we'll sing all of the stanzas except for stanza 2. Let's stand and be bold in our singing. "And can it be that I should gain an interest in the Savior's blood? Died he for me who caused his pain, for me who him to death pursued? Amazing love, how can it should die
you sing that chorus again?
Good evening. Thank you for being here tonight. I'm glad to see some other alumni. My class of 68 is getting tired of seeing my face and hearing my voice at this reunion. I've had the privilege of serving as the general chair for the Reunion Gift Project, and I would like to make you aware that I have done very little work. Carolyn Ridley and her staff and the individual class chairs have done all the work. So I would like for the individual class chairs for the Reunion Gift Project to stand and receive recognition. Their names are on the screen, as you see. Would you stand with me? So they made all the phone calls, they wrote all the notes, they sent you the reminders, and as a result of that, we are well on our way to being bold with this reunion gift project. Some of you remember your student center as being the basement of Glide Crawford. More than I thought, I see. And that's where you got your first demerits. Some of you remember the room above Johnson Cafeteria. But this university desires to have a gathering place, a center, where students and staff alike can gather to enhance relationships, to have intellectual contact, and to grow spiritually. And as a result of that, a decision was made just over 3 years ago to have the Reunion Gift Project to be a partial support for the Rader Student Center and Moulton Commons. Dr. Rader and Dr. Ms. Rady are here tonight. I don't know whether Yvonne Moulton is here, but this student center is named in their honor. It's a $5 million project, and $1 million of that was to come from your reunion gifts. And I am pleased to report tonight that we have received 356 gifts, and we are right now at $194,000. That's a good beginning, but the committee had as a dream, as a vision, to complete the $300,000 that is left to finish the $1 million. And we were claiming scripture from Jeremiah 32, "Nothing is too hard for you, Lord." So they've been praying for you to open your pocketbooks and to give sacrificially. My dad taught me when I was 8 years old and I had my first business, which was raising chickens and selling eggs, to tithe. And he would take every dollar that I would make and he would say, you know, 10 cents of this isn't yours. So he taught me to tithe. When I graduated from Asbury College, Asbury University, and went to medical school, he reminded me that I needed to give back to the institution that gave me an opportunity to pursue the career of my dreams. And so when I finished residency and went into practice, he sent me a note And he said, remember what you promised to do for Asbury. And so I say that to say that giving is a bit of a habit. Once you initiate giving, just like once you initiated tithing, you never go back on that because you realize the blessing. And I can assure you that you will bless students in immeasurable ways when you enable them to gather in this student center and the grounds around Moulton Commons for relational, intellectual, and spiritual growth. When foundations look to this university for gifts and grants, they don't look as much at the total volume of giving as they do the number, the percentage who have given, the percentage of board members, of alumni association, and you. And so I say that to say to those of you who are young and you say, I don't have a lot. Your $10 is as significant numerically as far as number of giving, number of gifts, as an individual who would choose to give $1,000. So start the process, no matter what your age. Begin to give back on a regular basis. You can still enable us to close this gap on the final $100,000 while you are here. There are lock boxes in Kinlaw Library and in the Student Center. You can make your gift or your pledge, and I remind you that your pledge can be made over a one-year period of time, and it's due in June of 2019. If just 200 of you would pledge $500 over the next 12 months, we would have $100,000. It's my prayer that you would be moved to do that so that the next time you come to campus, you will see the completion of the Rader Student Center and Moulton Commons. God bless you.
Thank you, Dr. Hager, for your leadership in this effort and for all of you in participating and supporting us in this effort. It's so wonderful to welcome each of you tonight, and we've already been warmed up. Dr. Shell, where are you? Singing in bold, I approach the eternal throne. And so we're going to continue singing boldly in just a few minutes, but before then, I would like to say a bit about some folks that have received award recognition. Asbury University's mission as a Christian liberal arts university in the Wesleyan holiness tradition is to equip students through academic excellence and spiritual vitality for lifelong learning, leadership, and service to the professions, society, the family, and the church, preparing them to engage their cultures and advance the cause of Christ around the world. Since 1946, the Asbury University Alumni Association, through the Alumni Board, has recognized Asbury alumni who have been and are living examples of this mission. Last evening, we were able to celebrate these award recipients with their families and friends. And so it is my privilege this evening to publicly recognize these individuals. So first, I want to call attention to the recipients of the A Award and the Distinguished Young Alum Award. And I would like to invite the award recipients to come join me on the platform, please. This eclectic group of people has served in science, ministry, education, and the military. The impact of their influence can literally be felt around the world. Their mission fields include pharmaceuticals and science industry, church and parachurch ministry and evangelism, and even a nuclear submarine. They join an elite group of Asburyans who exemplify tender hearts, tough minds, extended hands in the workforce, in their homes, church, and their community. And so as I call their names, I would ask each of them to please step forward, and we will applaud for them at the end. The 2018 A Award recipients are Tom Adkins, Bill and Diane Urey, and Walt and Rowena Shaw, who are unfortunately unable to join us this evening due to unexpected illness. Please join me in a round of applause to congratulate this year's A Award recipients. Our Distinguished Young Alum Award this year goes to a young man who is also unable to be with us tonight. Class of 2003 alum Kyle Calton is preparing for deployment on board the USS Alexandria, and he will be shipping out the 1st of July. And so let's applaud him in his absence. And in recognition of longstanding service in Asbury's Health Clinic to our students, faculty, and staff, the Alumni Board wanted to give special recognition and an appreciation award to Carol Amy. Please join me in thanking Carol. And finally, each year, Asbury recognizes those who volunteer beside us, giving their time, effort, energy, connections, and prayers on our behalf. This year, it is my honor to announce Greg Lucid as our Volunteer of the Year for his creative partnership with Asbury University. Greg, thank you. Let's give one more round of applause for all of these individuals.
What a privilege and honor to serve on the Alumni Board. Ben, can you join me at this time? On behalf of the Asbury Alumni Association, I confer this gavel of leadership upon Ben Rao, class of 1997. Beginning July 1st, Ben will lead our Alumni Board, serving as president for the 2018 and 19 year. Ben is a man of great integrity and vision and great humility, and it's an honor for me to pass this to you. Many blessings as you lead and serve our alumni.
Thank you, Greg. This is a man of incredible leadership who has represented alumni so well over this last year, and it truly is a privilege and an honor for me to follow his leadership this next year. This place has had an incredible impact on my life, so much so I actually didn't leave when I graduated. I stayed here in Wilmore for 7 years and joined the admissions office, so it's fun for me to look out and see some of the young alum. For 7 years, I recruited some of the students to Asbury, and so I knew some of you when you were still in high school as your admissions counselor. But it's a bit surreal for me to sit here in this place, of all places, and look at some of the seats where I sat as a student and recognize the time that I had here where God really expanded my heart for the nations as well as for the poor. That really led me to join Compassion International full-time 15 years ago. And in my role, I have the privilege of traveling internationally quite a bit and to some really difficult places around the globe. And it never ceases to amaze me where I find Asbury alumni, whether it's pastors, church leaders, influencers here in the U.S. that want to go to some places that are extremely difficult to see how they can have an impact through their sphere of influence here in the United States, or it's the missionaries that are serving full time. But I was thinking on the drive up here how many different alumni I've been able to connect with. I'll usually wear a Asbury shirt on one of the days of the trip, and without fail, somebody lights up and shares an amazing story about Asbury. I've had a similar experience over the last few years on the alumni board. Here's a diverse group with graduating in different years, different professions, different places we call home, but are all very united over the common bond of Asbury. So it's my hope that all of us can experience a slice of that this weekend. I want to encourage all of us to be very intentional, bold, and engaging in conversations. And not just those with the classmates that you spent time with here, but I've been very enriched by being able to connect with people that graduated in different decades than myself. And just want to encourage all of us to be able to make those connections, whether it's who you're seated next to at meals or even who surrounds you here tonight. And it's my hope that in that spirit, we can all take what we experienced this week as we reconnect to such a special place and how God worked in our lives, and take that back to alumni in our areas and wherever God has us planted. So, thank you.
Well, singing is a very physical exercise, so you're going to have to pace yourself for the next 45 minutes or so. So I'm going to give you a game plan from the coach here. We're going to sing four songs, then you get a break. Three songs, get a break. Three songs, and then go on your merry way. Okay? So just kind of pace yourself throughout the evening. I do want to make a statement that if it is hard for you to stand, please just remain seated. I'm going to have you up and down quite a bit tonight. But please just remain seated, and you can sing boldly from your chair, and that would be just fine. And for some of you, that might be a gradual condition that hits as we go through the evening. I may actually have to sit a couple times myself. So we're going to do four of your class hymns tonight. We're going to do some of the Asbury standards that if I don't do, someone will be mad at me before we leave. But you're going to be mad at me anyway because I won't sing that one that you want, whatever it is, as we go through. But we're going to, and then if you're the alumni director, you get to pick one of your favorites once in a while. And so we'll sing one of Lisa's favorites too as we go through the evening. First one, Stand Up for Jesus, 663. In the hymnal. I think we'll remain seated for this one. I'm kidding. Let's stand and sing. Stand up for Jesus, ye soldiers of the cross. Lift high his royal banner, it must not suffer loss. From victory unto victory, his army shall he lead, till every foe is vanquished, and Christ is Lord indeed. Stand up for Jesus, the trumpet call obey. Forth to the mighty conflict in this his glorious day. He that are brave now serve him against us. To strength oppose. Stand up for Jesus, stand in his strength alone. The arm of flesh will fail you, ye dare not trust your own. Put on the gospel armor, each piece put on with prayer. Where duty calls or danger, be never wanting there. Stand up for Jesus, the strife will not be long. This day the noise of battle, the next the victor's song. To those who conquer evil, may be seated. I will let you know if any of the hymns are class hymns, even though they're not our banner year ones. One class had Stand Up for Jesus as their class hymn. And some of you will remember it because you were here. It was the 1969 class of the Knights. That was their class hymn. Ah, we've had a few Knights around. Do we have any Empowered class members here? 2008, welcome. Their class hymn is In Christ Alone. In Christ Alone. This hymn has been the Empowered class hymn. They started something, because then it was the Zealous class hymn in 2012. It was the Vindicated class hymn in 2018, which was our current class that just graduated. So I will have those that are in the Empowered class stand up. Go ahead. Let's see who you are. Wonderful. Now, pick one of you to sing the first stanza alone. Now. Oh, we have a volunteer in the front. No. We will actually all sing with them, okay? We'll all sing with them, and then I'll have us all stand on the second stanza. But please join them in singing here on the first stanza. The Empowered Class Hymn of 2008, In Christ Alone. In Christ alone my hope is found. He is my light, my strength, my song. This cornerstone, this solid ground, firm through the fiercest drought and storm. What heights of love, what depths of peace, when fears are stilled, when striving cease. My comforter, my all in all, here in the love of Christ I stand. In Christ alone, who took on flesh, fullness of God in helpless babe, this gift of love and righteousness came to save. Till on that cross, as Jesus died, the wrath of God was satisfied. For every sin on him was laid, here in the death of Christ I live. There in the ground his body lay, light of the world by darkness slain. Then bursting forth in glorious day, up from the grave he rose again. And as he stands in victory, curse has lost its grip on me, for I am his and he is mine, bought with the precious blood of Christ. No guilt in life, no fear in death, this is the power of Christ in me. From life's first cry to final breath, Jesus demands my destiny. No power of hell, no scheme of man can ever, ever be from his hand till he returns or calls me home. Here in the power of Christ I stand. Amen. Go ahead, Anna. There is a hymn that has never been a class hymn at Asbury that should have been, but it never was. It's Victory in Jesus. Let's try. I heard an old, old story, how a Savior came from glory, how he gave his life
me to victory beneath the cleansing.
All right, ladies, let's hear the ladies.
I heard.
And now the gentlemen.
And then I cried, dear Jesus, come and heal my broken spirit. Then somehow,
all right, guys, that's it. All right, everybody.
Open.
Some sweet day I'll sing up there a song of victory.
Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever.
He sought me and bought me with his redeeming blood.
He loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is
me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. Amen. Be seated. In your hymnals on number 43, you'll find A Mighty Fortress Is Our God. Even though this is not a banner year class hymn, it has been one of the most widely sung and chosen class hymns in Asbury's history. The Guardians of 95, the Panthers of 75, the Titans of 67, and the Yellow Jackets of 1950. I'm always intrigued with the names of classes, the Yellow Jackets. I want to give you a word of caution on this hymn as you sing it in your churches. Don't stop after the first stanza. So this time as we sing it, think about that. If you've stopped after the first stanza, what just happened? A mighty fortress. We'll remain seated, give you a little break. You can sing boldly from your seats for a minute.
Fortress is our God, a bulwark never failing. Our helper, He amid the flood, a mortal ills prevailing. For still our ancient foe doth seek to work us woe. His craft and power are great, and armed with cruel hate, on earth is not his equal.
I really want to go on from there, don't you?
Did we in our own strength confide, our striving would be were not the right man on our side. dust as true that may be, Christ Jesus it is He, Lord Sabaoth His name, from age to age the same, and He must win the battle. And though this world with devils filled should threaten to undo us, we will not fear, for God has willed His truth to triumph through us. The Prince of Darkness grim, we tremble not for Him. His rage we can endure, for lo, His doom is sure. One little word shall fail Him. That word above all earthly powers, no thanks to and kindred go. This mortal life also, the body they may kill, God's truth abideth still. His kingdom is forever.
Be bold. Be bold. So much encouragement can come from our hymnody on this topic. All right, I need a break for just a minute. Let's have Sarah Bailey and Kim Levengood and Liz Barber come and give us a little break.
When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot, Thou hast taught me to say, the clouds be rolled back.
should be. No matter how hard you try, you cannot sing harmony by yourself. It takes other people. Well, our youngest class, the one that has been away the shortest amount of time on our banner years, is our 2013 Awakened class. Do we have any from... Oh! You're in the balcony. You've regressed back to your freshman year. Well, the class hymn of the Awakened class is Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing, number 45 in the hymnals. So those of you in the Awakened class, let's stand up, and everybody will help you sing it. Come thou fount of every blessing, tune my heart to sing thy praise. Streams of mercy never ceasing, songs of loudest praise. Teach me some melodious sonnet, sung by flaming tongues above. Of God's redeeming love. Here I raise my Ebenezer, hither by thy help I've come, and I hope by thy good pleasure safely to arrive at home. Jesus, precious blood. Oh, to grace how great a debtor daily I'm constrained to be. Let thy goodness like a fetter bind my wandering heart to thee. Prone to God I love, here's my heart, oh, take and seal it for thy courts above. Now everyone can be seated except for the Sentinels, the 1968 class. Now, this morning in our chapel service, you saw, "Oh, hail the power of Jesus' name," and you got excited. But it was the wrong tune for you all, wasn't it? It was the wrong tune. So here's the right tune for your class. This is number 93 in your hymnal.
Oh, hail the power. Let angels prostrate fall, bring forth the royal diadem and
join them, and make sure you do those parts on that chorus. Stanza two.
Ye chosen
Christ, Now, I want to do the fourth stanza. We're going to skip the third stanza. But I want to go to the fourth stanza, and I want to do it a cappella, okay? But I want the basses to practice once on that chorus. Okay, you ready, basses? All right, here we go. Help us out, Joshua. And crown him, crown him, crown him, crown him, and crown him, Lord of all. That's it. All right, I think we're ready. Stanza four, ready, go. Let in college is we never get that male deep sound. So we're going to go one more stanza to hear it one more time. Here we go. Oh, that we if your churches don't know that, you need to teach it to them. They will appreciate it very much. All right, for Lisa Harper, we're going to sing When We All Get to Heaven. 679. Sing the wondrous song. Second stanza, we're going to have Lisa with all the rest of the women. Here we go. Ready? Here we go. Now, while we... Third stanza, Lisa with all the men. No, just the men. Here we go. Now, let us. That's right, guys.
Just one glimpse of him in glory will the toils of life repay. When we,
everybody. As we sing stanza four, let's just think about it. This will be the final reunion of Asbury when we all get to heaven. Not now. When we all get to heaven, that will be the last one. That's when we'll all be together again. Stanza four, ready, go. On.
Oh.
listen. Now, this is quite the crew coming up here. Rick Cook, Joel Sams, Colin McLaughlin, Glenn McLaughlin, and Andy Miller. You ready, guys? Okay.
And can it be that I should gain an interest in my Savior's blood? Died he for me who caused his pain, for me who scorned his perfect love? Amazing love, how can it be that you, my God, would die for me? Amazing love, how can it be that you, my God, would die? Your Father's throne above, so free and infinite your grace, emptied yourself of all but love, and bled for Adam's helpless race. Amazing love, can it be that you, my God, would die for me? Amazing love, how can it be that you, my God, would die for me? Come before your throne to claim your mercy immense and free. No greater love will there be known, for, oh my God, it found out me. Amazing love, God would die for me. Amazing love, how can it be that you, my God, would die, that you, my God, would die.
It's wonderful to hear men singing. It's wonderful to hear women singing. It's wonderful to hear it all together. I'm so glad that here at Asbury, I'm in my 28th year. Just finished 28. Is that possible, Dr. Gray?
28 years and had the privilege to chair the music department for the past decade or so. And I can tell you that that choral tradition is still very strong here at Asbury. And it's so wonderful that our students still like to sing together and make harmony, and they do it so well. And so we're so grateful for all of you that are continuing that in your local churches also. Now, in 1988, we had a class graduate called the commissioned class. Do we have any commissioned class members here? All right. Now, I want to let you know this is a radical group. And the reason this is a radical group is, as far as I can tell, this was the first class in the history of Asbury College and Asbury University to ever request to have their class hymn be something that wasn't in the hymnal. Radical class. But they presented the song to us, and we could not deny that it was a hymn. And it was a wonderful hymn. And the hymn is, "Here I Am, Lord. Here I Am, Lord." So we'll put the text up there because it's still not in our hymnal here. But commission class, if you would stand, and we'll help you sing that first stanza.
Sky, I have heard my people cry, all who wept in dark and sin, my hand will save. I who made the stars of night, I will make their darkness bright. Who will bear my light to them? Who shall give them hearts for love alone. I will speak my word to them. Whom shall I send? Is it you? Here I am.
Help them on the last stanza. Thank you, class.
I, the Lord of wind and flame, I will tend the poor and lame. I have set a feast for them. My hand will save. Finest bread I will provide till their hearts be satisfied. I will give my life for them. Whom shall I send? Here I am, Lord. Here's it I, Lord. I have heard you calling in the night. I
Thank you, Commission class, for teaching us that song. Wonderful, the matchless grace. Well, any class that's been here when I've been here, you've learned this song. We teach it every year. Wonderful Grace of Jesus, number 497. Now, I don't go slow. Wonderful grace of Jesus, greater than all my sin. How shall my tongue describe it? Where shall its praise begin? Taking away my burden, setting my spirit free. For the wonderful grace of Jesus, privileges that I have with my job here at Asbury University. But one of my greatest is leading you in this night of singing. It's so wonderful to hear you blend your voices together through all the generations of Asburians and sing these timeless songs. And I just appreciate you so much. And I hope it's a blessing to you to hear all of your fellow Asburians singing together. It would, yes. Thank you. We could do it, but we couldn't do it near as well without some fine keyboardists helping us out. And I want you... This is Joshua Bracken. Joshua, what year? I've forgotten. What year did you graduate? 14. 2000, right? 2014. I'm an organist myself. I know everybody thinks we got to at least be 100 years old, right? Pianist Hannah Miller. What year, Hannah? I hear it might be 2014. See, I wasn't going to embarrass her and tell that her maiden name was Shell. Hannah's my daughter, and so proud of her. I thought as a father, it's only bad if you forget their birthday. So guys, watch out. It's graduation dates too, so you're going to have to remember those. We're going to sing one more song, and then we're going to sing the doxology together. I'm going to keep you seated for the first few stanzas of this, but I'll stand you for the fourth one. We heard a beautiful arrangement of this morning, those of you who were in their chapel. Kristen, where are you? Thank you for singing so beautifully this morning. How great thou art. It's number 21 in your hymnal.
God from whom all
blessings flow.
The song in your heart and on your tongue, and spread the love of God to everyone you meet. Blessings on you. Have a wonderful evening. Thank you for giving me, I think you gave me everything tonight. Thank you so much. Blessings on you.